On this Labor Day, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are courting union workers. Clinton just recently got the endorsement of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, the country's fourth largest union, but the last of the labor giants to support her. The others, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the National Education Association, and the Service Employees International Union, endorsed Clinton in 2015 before she was the nominee. Initially, the Teamsters said they were concerned about Clinton's stance on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the trade agreement, although they said they also don't like Donald Trump's support for right-to-work laws, which allow employees to work and benefit from a union's bargaining, even if they don't join or pay dues. Some people do resent union pressure. Just last week, a federal magistrate declined to drop extortion charges against four Teamsters accused of intimidating staff and crew of the TV show Top Chef. Let's get the view from the top of the Teamsters with James Hoffa, Teamsters president in Royal Oak, Michigan. President Hoffa, happy Labor Day.
Well, happy Labor Day to you. This is a great day for labor to celebrate, to march together. We're going to have a great Labor Day march, thousands of people being together in solidarity and talking about their unions and realizing, you know, what the American labor movement does for workers.
Well, and, you know, it might also be important for people to hear that again, because just anecdotally, asking around, I was surprised at how many people did not know what a Teamster was. So let's just start there. I mean, people know that unions are about collective bargaining, you know, bargaining for benefits for a larger group of people, but they're kind of unsure about the specifics here. So we know that the Teamsters started to organize truck drivers primarily. What's a Teamster now?
Well, a Teamster now is 1.4 million members, probably the most diversified union in North America. As I always say, we're A to Z. We're airline pilots to zookeepers. We have warehousemen. We have truck drivers. We have people that drive buses that take your kids to school. And we're very proud of what we're doing, the fact that we're growing in these very difficult times.
Well, you say you're growing, but your membership is down from a high of 1.7. And, you know, people are wondering, well, how are unions important today, given that so many more people in the workplace are striking out on their own? There are people who work independently, work from home, work contract so that they go from job to job. The direction seems to be for the individual, not for the group. Make the case for the group.
We just organized 2,000 parking lot attendants in Boston. We've organized 130,000 people in the last 5 years. We've organized warehouse workers. We just won, you know, 100 people at Cisco in Florida. Now, this sounds like a small thing, but Cisco fought us all the way. You know, there's the Ubers out there, and obviously the labor market is changing. But the biggest thing I would say is that people today with income inequality, which is the biggest issue, you know, facing America today, we really have to have people have a voice on the job. And unions do that.
Well, but what do you say to people who say, well, you know, we need something new and different, and I'm heading towards this year's election and asking you this. They say, look, you say you're for all these things, but despite the unions, we have the biggest wage gap. We have wages that haven't risen. We have jobs leaving, and you haven't been able to stop that.
Well, we're doing everything we can. I mean, we're one part of a huge economy. We create a middle class where people have good health care, good pensions, and good wages. American capitalism is so rich today, they have so much money, but we basically have to make sure it's shared with working people that work for these corporations, and that's what unions do.
Well, Jim Hoffa, one of the biggest American capitalists, is saying that he's the one who can provide all these answers for workers. And a lot of union members seem to be turning to Donald Trump. We have, for instance, Joe Jacoby, who's union representative with the Boilermakers Local 13. And he says a lot of his union members are turning to Trump because they feel they're being hit the hardest. Their jobs are going away. Trump's the guy who's promising he will bring jobs back. Your union recently and belatedly, some would say, endorsed Hillary Clinton. But Peter Knowlton, who's president of the Electrical Workers Union, says the problem with her is that she's been a free trader all her life. They're not for Trump, the Electrical Workers Union, but they're not going to side with Hillary Clinton either. And Trump is the one who first was saying that trade agreements were the things that were wrecking the economy. First of all, why Hillary Clinton and not Donald Trump?
Well, we polled our leadership, and the leadership came down overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. She's evolved with regard to TPP and trade. You know, she basically does have a record with her husband of doing NAFTA, but TPP is something else. NAFTA's caused a lot of damage. We've lost over 1 million jobs. A lot of Teamster jobs have gone to Mexico. You know, what Trump says about trade is attractive, but then he comes back and says he's for a right to work. Hillary Clinton has assured us that she will continue the progress that we've made under Barack Obama, that we'll have a good NLRB, that we'll have a Supreme Court that's going to be fair to workers, that we're going to basically keep the progress that we've made so far. That's why we're backing her. She's assured everybody in a speech she made recently. She says, I'm against TPP now. I'll be against TPP when I'm president. She knows this is a hot point for her and that she really is going to have to stand up and basically change her approach to trade.
Well, but you worry, Jim Hoffa, that both candidates might not be telling the truth to workers, that some of these jobs are not coming back, that these trade deals actually might be good for the American economy if they're handled correctly. As a union, are you also thinking, well, wait a minute, maybe we do have to think about how to go into this future economy. Maybe we need to retrain workers. Maybe we need to be thinking more about the fact that jobs may not be coming back, certain jobs may not be coming back.
Obviously, all the jobs aren't coming back. We've lost 1 million jobs. There's not 1 million jobs coming back, but we have to assure that future jobs stay here, that good jobs, and there isn't an incentive because of the almighty dollar and the pocketbook to close down plants here that are working right now because they can make a few more bucks by moving to Mexico. We just had Carrier Air Conditioning closed down in Indianapolis. Mm. 1,500 jobs. And guess where they're going? Mexico. What we got to do is to try and stop that. Let's close that gap.
Why did you wait so long to endorse Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think we basically wanted to poll our membership. We wanted to see how this is evolving. And basically, I went to the convention, the Democratic convention, and we wanted to see what happened at the convention, that she is evolving on these issues. And, you know, basically, whether it took Bernie Sanders to do it or whatever, but she has moved on trade. She's moved on a lot of issues where maybe she wasn't before. So she's probably a better candidate now than she was 2 months ago or 3 months ago.
Talk about you for a second. You are up for re-election this fall. The president of Kentucky Local 89, Fred Zuckerman, and they represent UPS workers, is challenging you and has been critical of you for not debating him. You sent a stand-in to a recent debate. Why haven't you debated him, and will you?
Well, not really, because he is such a nobody that, you know, we really don't want to glorify him. He's a person that is kind of a failed leader. In his own local, he hasn't organized anybody in the last 5 years except like 105 people, he said.
Yeah.
So debating a failed leader is really, I don't think, productive.
Well, and in the interest of fairness, at the very least we could do is say his name again. It's Fred Zuckerman, who is challenging James Hoffa to be president of the Teamsters Union. And Jim, in that your response, we get kind of a whiff of, you know, this is serious business, but it's not the bare knuckles that it once was, you know, when during your father's time, when there were charges of mobster involvement in the unions. But some people may still have that image. What do you do about that? People who feel it's about, you know, getting a guy behind a truck and maybe twisting an arm too hard. What do you do about that image of unions?
Well, that's a perception that's about 30 years out of date.
Yeah.
We're very proud of where we're at right now, that we're a progressive union. We're basically out there with our communications to our workers, communications to, you know, NPR and everybody else to say, this is America, this is the labor movement of today, and we're out to make America a better place.
Well, in fact, do you feel a little bit of validation as we head into an economy where people are, you know, more individualistic? And we know the stunning statistics about how they have no savings, no pensions, no benefits, no plan. Do you feel that unions maybe are even validated, given
well,
that?
Well, we are. We're the ones that are making the difference. We're the ones that are giving people good jobs. Our Teamster members are not the ones that are being left at the post, like so many people that we read about, that haven't had a raise in 20 years, that are working two and three jobs, that pick up the paper one day and said they just lost their job because the company moved to Mexico. That's what we're focused on.
Well,
how do we help those people and give them a countervailing force against the powers of corporate America right now that don't give a damn about them?
Well, and my point was that union members have retirement. They have savings because of their unions. Jim Hoffa, I hope this isn't indelicate, but I mentioned your dad, president of the Teamsters from 58 to 71. Colorful history, to say the least. You know, he was convicted for accepting illegal payments, served time, and then, of course, disappeared. Do you ever think his disappearance will be solved?
No, I think not. Unfortunately, almost all the people that were involved or might have been involved are dead. Maybe someday we'll find out. I hope so. So we have closure on that issue. It's still very personal to our family. And we have a great scholarship fund set up in his name. And we're very proud of his contribution. And we miss him. And hopefully it'll be settled, solved someday.
That's James Hoffa, president of the Teamsters Union, on this Labor Day, his view from the top. Jim, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
The unions also gave us weekends and this holiday, so while there is criticism on this day, we point to a study from the Economic Policy Institute that showed that in areas where unions were stronger, everyone was paid more. Happy Labor Day.